Thank you for being here. It's an honor to celebrate, to be able to celebrate another Holy Thursday with all of you here at St. Patrick. It's a particular honor to celebrate this Triduum with my uncle, Father McCabe, very meaningful. And I want to call to mind that this is the first Holy Thursday in over 30 years where the parish does not have Father Charette with her on this side of eternity. He made his Passover in May. And his absence here tonight, I want to call to mind, and his presence as well. As sensate creatures who touch, smell, hear, see, and taste, we are easily moved. One whiff of mothballs for instantly brings me back to my grandmother's coat closet. One taste of funnel cake brings me to the Wildwood boardwalk. And one sight of a blue book for the exam fills me with anxiety. As sensate creatures, even the largest of us are easily moved by so many different things. If we add technology to the mix, or our world events, or a pair of virtual reality goggles, or the evening news, is it any wonder that our world is as distracted, restless, addicted, lustful and violent, angry, as she is? Is it any wonder that we may be all of those things in any given day? I share this with you tonight because as we begin the sacred Triduum, these next 72 hours are all about movement. But not just any movement. These next 72 hours are about the movement of Jesus Christ from this world to the next. The movement of Jesus in his human body, with his human nature, from death into life, back to the Father. And that movement, his Passover, is not to be missed. In fact, there are things that are very important to note: the nature of the movement, the way of that movement, and the great hope that it gives to human beings. For unlike the movement of the senses, which have power to bounce us up and down like a yo-yo or like a ping-pong ball back and forth, the movement of the senses that can so easily distract or distort or even just be fake. Remember, I think it was 2005, I was in Disney World and I rode that ride Soarin', and I loved it. I mean, I went through orange orchards, I smelled them. But I also remember this: what a sucker. Fake. How frightening. Something so real could be absolutely fake. My friends, the movement of Jesus Christ in these next days is not the movement of senses, but it is the movement of his will. We will witness his free choice to lay down his life, his free choice to obey his eternal Father perfectly, his generous yes to the Father's plan, and there's nothing virtual about it. In fact, it is very real. It is as real as his flesh and bones. It is as real as the Eucharist that he left us. And it has great power not to distract, but to attract. And we need it. Certainly, the coming days are filled with great emotion for our Lord. And I imagine if you're here on Thursday night, you may be here tomorrow afternoon and maybe on Saturday night. And you'll be praying in these days. And you may be filled with drama and emotion at what you read and how you pray. Whether it's the sound of the rooster tomorrow morning, or the earthquake or darkness in the afternoon, or the pour of water tonight, the touch of his hand. There are many things that will move us if we're praying. But the most important movement of all, his will, his yes, what he did with his life. And it's in that, it's in his will, it's in his yes that we find our peace, that we find our hope, that we find salvation. And it is so beautiful to be saved. Tonight, we celebrate this Passover that brings Jesus back and brings us back to events long ago, but it also moves us forward. What begins tonight will not conclude tonight. Tomorrow, we will witness the sacrifice of the Lamb, Jesus himself, and it will only be fully consummated, fulfilled in his resurrection from the dead. And yes, Jesus rose in his body. How might we enter into this type of a movement? How might this be different than just smells and bells and senses and, Lord, you know, keep me mindful? I suggest three things. Ironically, the acronym is TSA. And I know you're familiar with that TSA when you travel and you move about. But I assure you, it's not the Transportation Security Administration. If we want to accompany God in these next 3 days, I'd suggest trust, surrender, acceptance. Jesus, I trust in you. Don't just give him one hand, give him both. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I surrender to you. Peter tonight didn't want us, no, Lord, don't wash my foot. Jesus, I surrender to you. Jesus, I accept you. Your will be done in me. Lord, I believe you. Trust, surrender, and acceptance to Jesus. My friends, it seems to me that this is really the only way to union with God. This is the only way that salvation happens, that we realize from friendship with him. That we be with him. And in a world that is even away from itself, to be with God is the movement that fulfills. And God is moving in a mighty way in this sacred Triduum. This is my body. Love as I love you. Do this in memory of me. These are his words. This is his will. This is his action. And how privileged we are to hear this and to allow those words to become ours. And so, tonight it begins. He begins his sacred Triduum, his Passover. We thank God for what he has done, faithful to the end. And with the TSA of the spiritual life,